to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media that is dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your creator and host, and during this broadcast, we invite you to interact with us on our chat. We have two, one on the emotionalpro.com page and one on the blogtalkradio.com/FPL page. You know, many of your health problems are a result of, or they're made worse by, stress. Murray Grossan, MD, is a pioneer in biofeedback, and he spent a lifetime using simple cures for vexing physical problems as he's practiced as an ear, nose, and throat doctor. His approach can allow you to keep stress from ruining your life or aging prematurely, allowing you to send no stress signals to your stress center so that adrenaline and other chemicals that constrict your blood vessels are not released. We have Dr. Grossan with us today to tell us how to use your mirror to decrease anxiety and stress and cure yourself and even live longer. Murray Grossan, MD, is an otolaryngologist. I've been practicing. He can be found at www.ent-consult.com. He has practiced at the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles and specializes in prevention, natural cures, drugless relief, and avoiding surgery in the treatment of sinusitis, sinus problems, allergies, colds, and sore throats, and so forth, and has for many years worked with scuba divers and pilots, none of whom can use medications to relieve these illnesses. He consults and works with the Office of the District Attorney in Los Angeles and is the author of 31 published peer review medical articles dealing with innovations in biofeedback, sinusitis, tinnitus, voice, and scuba diving. And he's also authored The Sinus Cure, Free Yourself from Sinus and Allergy Problems Permanently. And the book we're discussing today, Stress, Anxiety, Your Cure is in the Mirror. Dr. Grossan, welcome to Full Power Living.
I'm so glad to be here, Eileen.
Yes.
So you're in San Luis Obispo?
No, I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Ah, very nice.
Yes, and you're talking to us from Los Angeles, is that correct?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Well, so you're saying that stress and anxiety make illness worse, and it also accelerates the aging process. And your book, Stressed Anxiety, Your Cure is in the Mirror, it reveals how to use the good chemistry of your mind to achieve and maintain ultimate health. And I want you to start by telling us, how does reducing stress and anxiety stimulate good chemistry?
Well, you see, when you have stress, there is a, in other words, when you see the tiger, your brain signals from the stress center, and out comes all these stress chemicals. Now, what the chemicals do is take glycogen, the food, out of your brain to the muscle, tighten your muscles excessively so you can run like hell, and it also constricts certain blood vessels. So all this is good for running, but bad for having this all day long. See, our ancestors survived because when they saw the tiger, they would breathe rapidly, getting more oxygen into their body. They would tighten their muscles so they could run very fast. And this was their survival mechanism. Unfortunately, you get in your car, and the car doesn't start very well, so you get stressed. You pull out of the driveway, and somebody almost hits you, so you get stressed. You get on the freeway, and so on and so forth. But some people, every time the phone rings, they get the same stress reaction. Every time the boss pokes his head in the door, they get the same stress reaction. And the more they do this, the more they age, the more they get elevated blood pressure, and we think today the more they get diabetes. So all these bad chemicals are bad for you. Now, obviously, you cannot live a life today without feeling some stress. But what you can do is reduce those chemicals. Now, when you see the tiger, you breathe fast. Okay, and that sends a signal to your stress center. How about breathing in at the count of four and out at the count of six? Now, you're making your exhalation, where you relax, longer than your inhalation. So if you do this 10 minutes a day, say every hour on the hour for 1 minute, your stress center gets in the habit of putting out less stress chemicals. Now, you tighten your muscles when you see the tiger. So look in the mirror and see your face relax, your jaw relax, your shoulders relax. Again, you're sending a no tiger signal to your brain. So you get no stress chemicals during that time. But the more you do this, the more it becomes a habit. For me, learning to be stress-free is exactly like learning a tennis serve or a golf swing. You have to practice, and you have to have a coach to show you how to do it right. Now, here, the mirror is your coach.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's a wonderful technique. I really enjoyed reading your book. Now, one of the things you say in your Cures in the Mirror is that you can't be stressed if your muscles are relaxed. You can't be stressed if you have relaxed breathing. You can't be stressed if you're in a place of healing using your sensory imagination. And so that's what you're talking about, is relaxing yourself and then getting yourself in the habit of, you can't totally stay relaxed all the time, but you can relax very quickly once you train yourself how to do this. Is that correct?
Yes. You see, when we hook people up with sensors, and we show them, for example, the frontalis muscle above your eyes, you know, your forehead, is the muscle where you squint and look worried. So when we put sensors there and we put up a big dial and you see 40 microvolts of electricity, that means you're pretty tense. Now, when you look at the dial and get the dial to read 2 microvolts of electricity, that means your muscle is relaxed and you cannot feel anxiety when that muscle is relaxed. It's a physical thing, and this has been proven over and over again in all sorts of experiments. So, and remember, when you were lying at the beach in the warm sun and you felt really relaxed, you sure didn't feel anxiety then. So This definitely does work. Again, it takes practice.
Right. And the practice, I want you emphasize this in the book, but the practice really isn't hard. You're talking about 10 minutes a day, which you can either do all at one time, or, as you mentioned earlier, you can take 1 minute each hour and do one of the steps of your action plan. Is that correct?
That is correct. And also, I did stress in my book that no one ever became stress-free by reading a book, including mine. You have to do the practice because, again, you're learning a new tennis serve, and you have a coach, the mirror, but you do have to do the swings. So it's the same thing. This is why I have all these exercises in my book, because by doing those special exercises, your brain will change. Remember we talked about neuroplasticity?
Yes.
Neuroplasticity is a fact. If you learn a new language, we can actually go in and show your brain has changed for the better. You've developed new areas of your brain that are active. And one of the things I tell in my book is learn to feel objects. In other words, get in the habit of close your eyes, go in your closet, and see if you can pick out the Angora sweater. See if you can pick out the silk dress, and so on. The more you do this exercise, the more you're increasing your actual brain power. And again, we can go in and prove by MRI that a new part of your brain is expanding. Not expanding in size necessarily, but expanding in use of glycogen, the brain food.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that anyone can do.
Yeah, that's a really wonderful part about it. It's that you can. Now, one of the things that that anybody can. One of the things you talk about, you give both medical and anecdotal evidence that that talks about how stress plays a negative part in so many illnesses, like hypertension, type 2 diabetes, gastrointestinal conditions, and the autoimmune diseases such as fibromyalgia. And it also contributes to external and internal aging. I think, as I was reading, I always think most of us don't understand how stress impacts us for a lifetime. And I'd like you to talk a little bit more about that.
Well, the dermatologists, the skin specialists, have shown in their books that being relaxed helps the skin. And when the beauty pageants are done, and the judges select this lovely young lady to be the beauty queen, what they're really looking at is this glow that comes from this person, and that's an emotional thing. And you've seen people who, you know, on photograph they look awful, but when you meet them personally, there's that inner glow. Now, how do you get that inner glow? Well, you're creative, you're thinking about helping people, and so on. What I think is really fascinating is some of the experiments where they actually reverse aging. There's a famous psychologist, Dr. Ellen Langer, at Harvard, and what she has done is set up an environment where people feel comfortable and where they recall how things were 10 years ago. And by photograph and by chemistry, they show that these people are actually younger in this environment. And this is something that you personally can do yourself without any drugs.
Well, at age 68, I'm adopting this plan, I have to tell you.
Well, you know, another thing, see, they just published that the number two drug sale today is in antidepressant medication.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important to me because if you're severely depressed, your immune system is down and you're
right.
More easily able to have a sinus infection. And I can't tell you the number of people that have stopped having chronic sinus problems because we got them out of feeling this anxiety reinforcement, this depression, and so on and so forth. We raised their immune system, and then they were able to ward off the sinus problems. Of course, it also helped that they used my Hydropulse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but, you have a machine that you invented, is that correct?
Well, again, I'm trying to get people well without drugs. So mm-hmm. the Hydropulse restores the normal cilia movement of the nose, and then the normal cilia just move the bacteria out.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is the more you raise your immune factors, the less illness you have and the less you will age.
Mm-hmm. And that was something that I wasn't aware of. I have a deviated septum, which I've been thinking about doing something with after all these years. And so my attention has been drawn to my sinuses. And I didn't realize until I was reading your book that getting infected sinuses and keeping them infected, not moving those cilia, not getting things moving in there, can be dangerous, can even possibly cause illnesses that affect the brain.
Well, yes, you see, any chronic infection in your body is bad for you, especially infected gums. That can be really, really serious. But a lot of people walk around with disease in their sinus, and, you know, they blow their nose and this yellow, god-awful stuff comes out. And if they just got their cilia moving normally, most of those people would improve. Now, you mentioned in introduction that I try to get people well without surgery. Actually, I belong to a 5-person group who does advanced surgery and specializes in this, but we take real pride in the fact that many of the people refer to us to have surgery, we get them well without surgery. And again, this, the idea is to get the cilia moving good.
Wow, that's really wonderful. Yeah, I haven't had a wide spectrum antibiotic in 35 years, and I haven't had a lot of repair work done to my body, and it's quite healthy. So I'd like you to know where I'm coming from in all of this. I really appreciate that you're working to help us all. I mean, especially when I listen to ads on the television that tells you all the many side effects of medication that's being pushed today. I just cringe to think of voluntarily doing that to my body if there's a method that I can use that I don't have to use things like that.
Well, my patient came to me and asked me for a prescription for Zoloft. I said, look, I want you to walk as though you're trying to pick up a man. Do it. Walk down the hall. And she did. She started laughing. She said, okay, I'm going out there to pick up some men, and left without the prescription. And as far as I know, she never did get to go on those drugs.
And what does walking like you're going to pick up a man do
well,
for you?
Well, she came in depressed, and she left laughing her head off.
I see. So just a change in mood. Now, that's one of the things you bring up in your book is the mood change or the chemical changes that accompany our mood. So could you comment on that for a minute?
Yes. And if you're a writer, you know about the story of the hero's journey. He started out, he was just an ordinary shopkeeper, and then the beautiful princess asked him to retrieve the chalice or whatever, and he went out there, fought the dragon, came back, and married the princess. Now, he was still a shopkeeper. In other words, he didn't become taller or stronger or smarter or anything like that. What he did was he changed his attitude. Before I am a shopkeeper, I am not a dragon slayer. Afterwards, I am going out there and I'm going to slay the dragon. And he did. Now, we see this every day on the news in Libya. These people who were ordinary shopkeepers, students, whatever, are out there trying to solve their country's problem, trying to overcome the evil dictator. Again, they didn't change physically. They changed mentally or emotionally. So that simple change in your attitude can change your life. Again, here's this young man, 20 years old, and he's out there in the trenches trying to defend his buddies. Before, he was, you know, sitting around watching TV, practically useless. Now he's very useful. Again, you don't have to go out and kill people. Don't get me wrong, but I also show in my book this young man kept getting turned down for jobs, even though he had graduated top in his class in engineering. And what I taught him to do was to recall when he was 17 and he won the prize for, you know, best whatever, and how he felt being praised by these judges and so on. And when he had that emotional feeling of how he had gotten the prize and so on, the people who interviewed him saw this glow and they hired him. They even gave him, they even offered him a higher salary. So recalling that wonderful day at the beach, but you must use all of your senses. In other words, you don't recall last July 4th, I was at Malibu Beach. That doesn't do anything. What you do is recall the sand, the smell, the sound of the waves, the delicious hot dog, and so on. When you use all your senses, then you actually replicate those same chemicals, the good ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I want to make note, too, that there are lots of benefits that perhaps people haven't thought of, like better sleep and clearer thinking and better health, including heart and circulation, more energy, stronger immune systems, and a reduction of the factors that of inflammation that harm the body. Now, it's time for our first break, and we're talking with Dr. Murray Grossan, who's an otolaryngologist affiliated with Cedars-Sinai Medical Center and an expert on showing people how to heal and increase their lifespan through his ACTIONS program of breathing and relaxation. And Dr. Grossan will be taking us through that action plan when we return from this break. This is Full Power Living. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
How difficult is it for you to ask directly for what you really want? To take responsibility graciously and willingly for your mistakes? Or to relate with others because it's fun instead of because you need something from them? Most people believe manipulation and codependence are normal behaviors for adults. They may be common, but they're not normal. Manipulative behaviors really are designed to be part of childhood, to be put away as things of the past when we become adults. So, if you're ready to let manipulation and codependence be part of your past, then get the mini course I've created for you, Ending Codependence, The Bottom Line. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, offering you a formula that you can follow for creating healthy, manipulation-free, and lasting intimate relationships. I also give you the tools and principles that you can use to develop lasting immunity to codependence. Get Ending Codependence today at www.emotionalpro.com. That's emotionalpro.com. Full Power Living, I have a few announcements. We want you to talk with us right now on either of our chats at emotionalpro.com or on the Blog Talk Radio page for Full Power Living. And if you miss us, you can download archived podcasts from our radio show page on Emotional Pro, or you can subscribe to Full Power Living on iTunes. And the podcast is also posted on Blog Talk Radio. We do offer you tremendous thanks for telling your friends and family about all they can discover through Full Power Living and for helping us with our mission of transforming our world through the power and mastery of human emotions. Please write us and let us know where you are when you're listening to Full Power Living. Next week, our guest is Melissa Faye Green, a remarkable and talented woman who has a story about adopting 5 children internationally and all that during the process she learned about adoption, international adoption, HIV, AIDS, the effects of becoming an orphan in early childhood, and many other challenges that she and her husband faced. They developed a family of 9 before they were finished. Don't forget, we've got over 300 episodes of Full Power Living archived for you here at emotionalpro.com, and we really appreciate your questions and supportive emails. We're talking today with Dr. Murray Grossan, an ENT physician from Southern California who spent his life helping people with ear, nose, and throat problems. And Dr. Grossan, you've also specialized in working with pilots and scuba divers. Those are people who cannot take drugs to relieve things like sinusitis. And I want you to tell us how you came to specialize in working with these two groups and what they have taught you.
Well, you see, my office originally was right next to LAX, Los Angeles Airport. So I had, you know, pilots as patients. My personal hobby is scuba diving. So, of course, I got into that. Now, scuba divers, for example, cannot take medicine for seasickness when they go out on the boat because that might dull them when they get down to 100 feet. So I developed this technique of not being seasick by turning your head in such a way that the boat motion feels just like automobile stop and go. In other words, the boat's going forward, but you're being rocked side to side. Well, you're not used to that, but you are used to being in your automobile and stopping your car and going and so on. So if you turn your head in such a way that the boat motion feels just like the automobile stop and go motion, then you don't get seasick, and then you don't need those pills.
I discovered that when I was working on a cruise ship once, and I was down in the hold in rough weather. I'm glad to know why that worked. Thank you.
Yes, because your balance centers are just like a carpenter's ruler with the bubble. You have sensors that go in three different directions. Now, when the child starts to go in the car, they will get car sick. But the more they, as time goes on, they develop a resistance to that. It was interesting in China, this was years ago when I was teaching there, the natives all got train sick, but their brothers and relatives who lived in Los Angeles or whatever, did not get train sick. And the reason, of course, was that the relatives who grew up in the United States grew up in cars, but the natives in those days in China had not been on cars, and so they had not developed the adaption to the automobile stop and go or the train stop and go. So it's kind of interesting. I'm sure now that they have cars, they don't have that problem, but that does illustrate adaption. And adaption is very, very important because, again, through neuroplasticity, you can adapt and change many of the don'ts and the do and can't that you are hamstrung with. So many people, I can't dance. Well, believe it or not, if you get rid of that I can't dance, by golly, you can dance, and so on. But going back to the scuba divers, any scuba diver that has a plugged ear cannot go down successfully. So that's where the hydropulse came into being, because with the hydropulse you clear up that sinus problem, and then they don't have the plugged ears and so on.
Now, you mentioned hydropulse. Essentially, hydropulse is something that works with a gentle flow of water to get the cilia in your nose working again so that the sinuses and nose clear themselves out. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Actually, it's saline and, mm-hmm. Salt water. And mm-hmm. It pulses at a rate that's harmonious to normal cilia movement. Mm-hmm. And this has worked very well for my scuba divers. But also, if you go at a low tone, that also vibrates those cilia. And a lot of people have benefited just by doing that alone. So, and there are other, if I may, there are other suggestions at my my new website, which is www.grossaninstitute.com.
Find that one.
Well, okay, I know, but got it together. It's grossaninstitute.com.
Can people buy the hydropulse on that site also?
Oh, yes.
Okay, Good. So we'll just mention that one again. Grossan, that's Grossan Institute.com. Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you for that explanation. So you did early work with biofeedback, and now part of what you're offering through your Cures in the Mirror is sort of a at-home biofeedback kit for use, people to use with the exercises, the mirror, and so forth. And this is what makes your book different from the other books on stress, which is that you actually give something people can do on a daily basis that retrains them so that they don't have to keep dealing with really big difficulties over and over again. So tell us about this little at-home biofeedback.
Well, this has to do with parking.
Okay.
In other words, you have a choice.
If you insist.
You can drive downtown to the biofeedback clinic and pay for parking, or you can stay home and use the mirror and get a similar effect. So the reason I developed this was because of parking. But seriously, when you in the biofeedback clinic, you're hooked up with these sensors, and you look at the huge dial, and you see that you're putting out 40 microvolts of electricity. Now, the technician just tells you to reduce the electricity. And so you go through this relaxation and so on. But you see when you're doing it right, because the needle starts going down when you think pleasant thoughts, whatever, and when you change your breathing and so on. Now your electricity is 2 microvolts, and if we take a picture, we find that your face is really relaxed, your shoulders are relaxed, your thighs are relaxed, and so on. And if you can maintain that as a certain percentage of the time, you have all the good chemistry. Remember, when people take the lawyer exam, the state bar, a lot of people do very badly on that, who normally are excellent in their classes. And the reason is that they get so stressed by the idea of examination that the blood leaves, the glycogen leaves their brain and goes to their tight muscles, and they flunk the exam, even though they know the stuff inside out. Now, if these people practice the stress relaxation, which I have helped a lot of lawyers with, then when they take the exam, they recall the success they had when they took another previous exam in school, and they recall the success they had when they won the scholarship and so on. And so they have better chemistry, and now instead of the glycogen being in their muscles, it's up there in their brain where you need it. And this can help a lot of people.
You know, I sat in 1979, I sat for the clinical social worker exam in Sacramento, and I was told, I did studying on my own, I didn't take a preparatory class, and I was told by a teacher of a class that I had talked with that over 50% of the people who took the test failed it. And I determined I did not want to be one of those people, and so I set up a strategy. And about halfway through the test, I literally felt a wave of nauseating fear pass through the room. And I just put down my pencil and I breathed and allowed it to pass through me. I was the third person out of the room, and I passed it on the first time. So I can really attest to the importance.
Well, good for you, but I want to mention that doctors are not immune. I was taking a state exam, and one doctor became hysterical and had to be let out, and another doctor fainted, and so on. So doctors are not immune from stress taking the exam.
Right. I happen to be married to a doctor at this point, and he has told me about days worth of exams that are high pressure. I'm sure doctors are not immune.
But this is an interesting thing. Doctors get into these emergencies, the patient's bleeding and so on and so forth.
Right.
and yet they do their job successfully. I mean, you know, you're operating, the aorta's ruptured and so on, and you take care of it. Now, what's happened is that they've gotten into the habit of taking care of these emergencies through medical school and so on and so forth. So, again, the more you practice a certain emotion, a certain action, and so on and so forth, the more your brain is prepared for this and so on. So it takes the – in other words, the reason a lot of these preparatory courses that they have for various examinations, the reason they do seem to help people is that they – practice taking the exam. They may not learn that much in doing these preparations, but the fact that they were successful in the trials helps them with the actual examination.
Right, right.
So,
well, I want to be sure to get some of your information about the actions plan. You have a 10-step action plan. One of the things that I just love is that you associate color with each step, and that is a brilliant way to remember things and also to help you to relax easily if you're under stressful situations. So I wondered if you could go through the steps of the action plan, including the colors.
Well, you see, when you see a red light, you automatically press on your brake. Now, we can go into your brain and actually cut that reflex. And now when you see a red light, you have to think, gee, I have to stop and I have to press on the brake and so on and so forth. So I want to make that behavior as automatic as possible, the good behavior. And we do this by going through the different colors, you know, red and so on and so forth. And so the first one is red, breathe in fully. And the next color is orange, let the air out as you relax, and so on. So each step does have a color, and that way when you see a white dress, you automatically go through the color the action associated with that. And what we're trying to do is make everything as automatic as making the breathing as automatic as stepping on the brake when you see a red light. And by practicing this, associating a certain color with the action, people don't have to think about relaxing, because every time they see a color that they associate, they automatically breathe slowly and so on and so forth. And this has worked for a lot of people. Now, everyone has a favorite color, so whether you end up with yellow, green, gold, and so on, it is not important. But for example, in step 10, where you recall this wonderful temple of healing, where you go in there and everything is designed for you to relax and feel good and so on and so forth. So when you associate that with the gold, and you see this gold color car pass by, you automatically have the same emotions that you had and chemicals that you had when you imagined this wonderful temple of healing.
Mm, that's so wonderful. And just briefly, step 9 with silver, you take a finger and drop it on the spot where you're having a problem. What's the purpose of the finger drop?
Well, it's very, very, that one is really, really important. You see, the more you practice this, in other words, you raise your finger and you breathe, you count your breathing, you breathe in 4 and out 6. And on the third one, you drop your finger, and that's a signal to fully relax. Now, this has been wonderful for my entertainers, because they get up there and somebody in the audience is making noise and so on and so forth, and normally they would you know, and they do get stressed by that. But if they do the finger thing, they automatically, or they are able to recall that same relaxed feeling that they mm-hmm. had when they were practicing this. For the scuba divers, this is, I've been able to get scuba divers to use half as much of air as they normally would just by teaching them this technique. Because
right.
when you're diving and you get a little entangled in the kelp, by doing this finger exercise, you relax and you can think better how to untangle yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not unusual for a novice scuba diver to breathe rapidly and blow all his air out. I have to mention to listeners, when you're scuba diving, you have a tank with a limited amount of air, and so you want to be able to stay down with that single tank as long as possible. And many novice divers can only stay down for 15 minutes, which is kind of difficult because it costs you about $100 for each dive you're making. So anyway, when I teach the divers this technique, as soon as they feel their heart beating fast or they're breathing too fast, they do the finger, they raise the finger, count, do the three breathings, and then three breaths, and then drop the finger, which signals the relaxation. Then they stop the rapid breathing and can stay down much, much longer. But this mm-hmm. is something everyone should learn, because you're always going to be in a situation where there's stress, and this will chemically and emotionally relax you.
Wonderful. We are up to our second break now, talking with Dr. Murray Grossan, who is author of a new book entitled Stress, Anxiety, Your Cure is in the Mirror. We'll be talking about medication and longevity after these messages, so stay with us.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Everybody feels anger, but if you don't learn to deal with it, anger can mess up your life. It can cause you relationship problems, difficulties on the job, or create health problems. If you want a way to understand and work with anger that's simple yet so powerful it helps you to put an end to the specific angers that are messing up your life, then you'll want to get a copy of a mini course I've created for you entitled Reduce Anger Now. With it, I want you to be able to figure out what's stimulating the anger you feel and have an easy way to change that anger so you can dramatically reduce the anger in your life. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, longtime psychotherapist, coach, and anger expert. I've helped thousands of people to master anger, and I want you to begin to become an anger master in your life. Order Reduce Anger Now at the store, www.emotionalpro.com. That's www.emotionalpro.com. We're back with Dr. Murray Grossan, an otolaryngologist who is affiliated with Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Southern California. And he's an expert on showing people how to heal themselves and to increase their lifespan. He's the author of Stressed, Anxiety, Your Cure is in the Mirror. So, Dr. Grossan, a lot of people are pushing mindfulness these days. I'm sure you're aware of that, touting meditation as a way of healing lots of ills. And I'd like you to talk for a minute about the difference between doing meditation and doing your actions plan.
Well, meditation is fine. You try to quiet your mind and so on and so forth. What I'm doing is trying to get the right chemistry into your body. and the breathing, counting your breathing, breathe in 4, out 6, looking in the mirror and relaxing your muscles. I see patients who meditate religiously, and it's not helping them. Well, part of the problem is that they don't have a real coach to show them how to do it properly. And, of course, I see people who do meditate and get a benefit from it. The idea is that you have to do it right. And how do you do it right? Now, if I tell somebody, I want you to relax, well, what are they supposed to do? You know, they don't know what to do. I mean, now if I hook them up with a sensor and I show them the dial 40 microvolts and I tell them to get the dial to go way down to 2, then, of course, they know what to do and they see how to do it right. So the mirror tells you when you do it right. People have TMJ, temporomandibular jaw problems, and they open their mouth crooked. They open to one side or the other, and this causes pain in their jaw. So what we do is we have them draw a vertical line in the mirror and practice letting the jaw open in the midline. And this has cured hundreds of my patients. Well, I shouldn't say hundreds, but anyway, people read my book and so on. What happens is the mirror shows you when you do it right. And again, it's the same as having a coach to show you how to do a tennis serve. If you have a coach there showing you the right way of doing it, how to throw the ball and so on and so forth, then you will learn the serve, to tennis serve much better and much faster rather than just reading a book about it. So I guess I got off the track here, but...
Well, I see how this relates to the getting a parking place, too. It strikes me that you know, people could save a lot of time by learning to do this themselves, to know what they feel like when they're relaxed, to be able to see themselves. So having this a little home kit for biofeedback really saves a lot of running around time, i.e. extra stress.
Well, also, if you want to look younger, then you practice number 4, green, where you look in the mirror and see your face relaxed. In other words, you don't want to get those ugly lines that people get with worry. You don't want to get the, you know, those extra facial lines. So if you practice number green, number 4, see your face relaxed, then you will look younger.
Mm-hmm. But this is not just younger on the outside. I mean, it's wonderful to look younger on the outside, but you know, you're a senior, I'm a senior. A lot of baby boomers are moving into being seniors now. This also allows us to not age on the inside. Is that not correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because remember, the stress chemicals not only narrow the blood vessels to your heart and so on, but also all the blood vessels in your system. And narrow blood vessels are bad.
Mm-hmm.
But also there are other things that we talk about in feeling youthful and being youthful. When you go into a senior arts and crafts place and you see these seniors doing clay or painting or whatever, and you can actually see the glow on their faces because they're doing something creative, something they enjoy, and so on. And I recommend that everyone should try to be creative. And it doesn't have to be, you know, writing a great book and all that. It can be a new dish for supper, arranging the table differently, and so on and so forth. Anyone can be more creative. People have come up with a better way of digging a grave.
uplifting thought.
Well, I mean, but again, in your own everyday life, you can be more creative, even if it's just telling jokes and practicing humor and so on and so forth. The more you do this, the more your brain enlarges. Again, neuroplasticity. You can actually learn a new hobby, and we can actually show by MRI that a new part of your brain is being activated. Now, is that good for you? Of course it is. The more active your brain is, the better. If you don't use it, you lose it, and so on and so forth. That's a very true statement.
Thank you for going into that. Let's talk medication. I'm a person, I've already indicated, I'm not big on medication, but a lot of people go to the doctor, and without fail, the doctor prescribes medication. And, I understand that you rarely prescribe nerve pills in your practice, and that that when you use the actions plan, a person can reduce medication or even increase the effectiveness of medication that they do decide to take. Can you talk a little bit about medication?
Of course. Jane has a bad sinus infection, and we give her a week of medication and she gets well. Susie has a bad sinus infection, but she takes 3 weeks of medication to get well. Now, what's the difference? Well, Jane did relax with her prescription. She felt confident that the doctor's helping her. She knew how the medication worked. She knew that how it affected the bacteria, and she could visualize how this medicine worked. And she maintained a relaxed attitude and so on. The other gal, on the other hand, was full of anxiety. Oh, what if this medicine doesn't work? I don't have time to do these things, and so on and so forth. A clear example, Jim went to the doctor for his arthritis. The doctor prescribed a medicine, and he also handed him the brochure, hot soaks, relaxation, little exercises to do, and so on. And when he came back to the doctor, he said, yeah, the pills worked. On the other hand, Marvin went to the doctor for the arthritis, got the pills, got the brochure, lost the brochure, took the pills intermittently, skipped a couple of times, and went back to the doctor and said those pills didn't work. So if you're getting a prescription for whatever drug, say a nasal spray for your allergy, if you understand how it works, how it blocks the allergic reaction, and you visualize how it works, and you imagine it working, you utilize your brain to get you well. Now, in all the scientific studies that you that record in your physician's desk reference and so on, 35% of the people got well with the placebo, and 50% of people got well with the new drug. Now, why did those people get well with placebo? She came to the clinic with her wrist swollen, red, very painful. She could not bend her wrist. The doctor gave her the pills. She came back, and now her wrist was no longer swollen. She could bend her wrist. She was no longer in pain. But that was the placebo that they gave her. Why did that work? And how can you utilize that? Well, again, she imagined it working. She understood, they explained to her how it works. She read up about it a little bit, and she actually did a little drawing to show the pills knocking out the bad stuff. And so she utilized her brain to help her get well. Now, again, this is so important. We can take a patient who is in, real pain, fracture and all that, and he gets morphine every 4 hours. And again, legitimately, he does have pain. But on the fourth injection, we give him placebo, and he has exactly the same reaction that he did with the true morphine. His heart rate slows, the pain goes down, and so on. Why did this happen? Well, again, the brain is making you, or is helping you get well. So how do we use the brain for this? Again, relaxation, understanding how the medicine works, visualizing it working, and so on.
Mm. I want also, before we end here, to point out that there's a wonderful feature of your book in that you go through lots and lots of the issues, the medical or illness issues that we've talked about here on the program today, like tinnitus or fatigue, hypertension, overweight, sleep disorders, sinus disease. And each one you provide an action plan for, so that if somebody is listening and they have a need for help with a particular issue, your coach, you as coach, are there for them. In stressed anxiety, your cure is in the mirror. So I really want to be sure that people know that. Well, Dr. Grossen, I'm sad that our time is up, and I want to thank you for your lifetime of work and dedication to helping people improve their health and reduce their stress and anxiety, enjoy the longer life that this enables them to have. And I know you've done that both as a doctor and clearly set that precedent by the life that you live. So thank you for writing Stressed Anxiety, Your Cure is in the Mirror, with all the wisdom and information you've packed into it. And I'm really glad that you've been able to be with us here on Full Power Living today. Thank you.
Thank you, Eileen. It's been a pleasure being with you.
Thank you. Next week, be sure to be with us to hear Melissa Faye Green's incredible story of adopting 5 children when we explore her book, No Biking in the House Without a Helmet. Join us live each week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, for more powerful experiences on Full Power Living. Subscribe to our show on iTunes or listen to our archives right here at emotionalpro.com. Thank you, Paul Johnston of Fresh Talk Media. And for now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you, pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Now, your favorite music apps are available on Contour from Cox. Go from watching a musical to listening to your favorite music. Enjoy a country western and then a country jam. Go from a love story to love songs. Or go from action flicks to something that makes you feel like an action hero. Now with Contour from Cox.